Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday's RVO announcement from the Environmental Protection Agency, a major mover of soybean prices. And by mid-Friday afternoon, Kurt Kimmel was on AgriTalk.
And yes, a big victory today. Bean oil, of course, just like a bottle rocket. Off we go here and spilled over into the beans. But exactly, the extra billion gallons, million gallons that they put into this is a big plus. We've got a lot of plants will be coming online and through here. So as long as this administration can get it done and keep it intact, but it's going to start into 26. So we've got some time here before it really starts to kick in. But our crush rate's been strong all along. Crush has been much better than expected. That's put more meal on the market here. So meal's not been able to go. But one thing, when you look long term, if the current administration comes in and do all this mandate stuff, if we have a change of power here down the road, we don't want to see a different administration come in and get revenge or whatever and just start hacking away. Well, I got a yellow pen here. I don't know what pen Trump had, but that's the fear long term. So, short term, I think it's a big benefit here. This is the shot in the arm. We were looking for a weather rally, but it looks like we're seeing the bio rally take place here to help here over the near term. Because the previous administration was energy and green movement, and this bio is green as you can get, why there was some resistance there. But until technology's developed a little bit more, I think we got to go the path we're going until we get stronger, bigger batteries and get the grid system down to handle it. I think the EV's still in the future here. It might get a little too aggressive, scratching a lot of stuff out. But in the meantime here, that's a huge consumer there. But the other part is they haven't developed putting batteries into airplanes yet. So the airline industry is still a huge market there for being green.
Let's get a crop report from Central Illinois.
Yeah, we're real fortunate. I'm in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, Central Illinois, halfway between Chicago, St. Louis. And we were a little dry there for a while. We got the cropping great. Had some rain on it, some more rain on the way. Nice and uniform. I think Randy Dowdy would be proud of the crop around here. It's all pretty well uniform. And that's what I've heard of a few of his speaking engagements. You need a nice uniform crop. So I imagine when you stop by on your crop tour in through here that you're going to have some pretty good ears and pods to count here if we go ahead and see the forecast unfolding fairly well. But as y'all well know, you get on south of us down Matt Bennett territory there. He was in late, so he's really watching these or talking to these weather guys quite a bit what the forecast is later on the growing season, because he's going to need ideal conditions. But from here up to northern Illinois, we've been fairly blessed enough. We just keep the wind off of it. I think we'll be pretty good shape from here. Supposed to fly out, and here comes this dust cloud from, I don't know, Texas or somewhere. And, we had dust. Then we'd had smoke. I don't know if the haze is going to fool with yield production prospects here or not. I guess we're fixing to find out. But I've talked to several producers who had, they thought they kind of had some damage of some dirt dust hitting the crop that just came up. And in fact, some of it got covered up in a few spots. So that's something we've not had to really account here over the last, until now, is this wind. And I guess that's why they've got windmills around us. I think we've taken the weather premium out for the most part. As you mentioned, if you look at the Farmer's Almanac or some of these other guys, they've got heat. Where the dome or the omega high pressure it sets, we'll see. It looks like the east could get some ridge riders and have some timely rains. But even the drought monitor continues to show that west of the Mississippi is still working with some soil deficits. Iowa, Minnesota, they've gotten some decent range here lately, but when you go in the growing season without that subsoil moisture to work with, and You turn that thermostat up to triple digits, it'll change in a hurry. Yeah, it's in the hands of the weatherman right now. So far, the early drought or the early weather rallies been pushed back to the second half of the growing season. So we'll see how the forecast unfolds.
Kurt Kimmel, agmarket.net on AgriTalk Friday. All right, it's time for a weather check now. We've got some rain rolling through.